We start this news hour with breaking news from Ukraine. Russian missiles have hit a crowded shopping mall in the central Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk. More than 1,000 people are believed to have been in the center at the time of the attack. Charles Stratford is joining us right away from Kyiv to give us an update on what you're hearing about this attack, Charles.
That's right. Horrific pictures that we have begun to be seeing on Twitter and social media platforms of this shopping mall reportedly hit by at least one Russian missile this afternoon. As you reported, the president actually has come out now. President Zelensky has said that over 1,000 people are inside or were inside this mall at the time this missile hit. The city is interesting in as far as what's happened there in the last few days. Certainly yesterday, there was a Russian attack on a bridge in the city. There was one person confirmed dead in that strike, another five injured. Certainly the Ukrainian authorities are saying that this shopping mall is nowhere near any kind of strategic institution or factory, anything to do with weapons. And it is a long way away from front lines. It's around at least 200 kilometres from the southern front line, probably a similar sort of distance from the eastern front line. It sits on the Dnieper River, above the city of Dnipro. So, yeah, we are hearing gradually of reports of casualties as well. According to a government source, at least two people have been killed so far and another 20 injured. And, of course, condemnations are coming through from government officials as well. The head of the presidential office describing it as basically another Russian atrocity. Russia should be called to account for this attack. Of course, Russia has continuously said that it has no intention of hitting civilian targets and actively tries to avoid them. It was interesting yesterday, the missile strikes in the capital, Kyiv. Sunday morning, very, very early, very few civilians about, but of course there was civilian infrastructure, residential buildings hit in that attack also. So, yeah, as I say, horrific scenes of fire, billowing smoke. We're beginning to see pictures also of the injured being carried out of that mall. Horrific scenes in that area, Kremenchuk, or that city, Kremenchuk, which is effectively sort of central eastern Ukraine. But as I say, a very long way away from front lines.
All right, Charles, we'll check in with you later on. Thank you so much. Charles Stratford reporting for us from Kyiv.